Hello and welcome to the Audio Bible Podcast, where each day we read the Word of God aloud together. Today we continue with Joshua chapter 15 from the New International Version. The allotment for the tribe of Judah, according to its clans, extended down to the territory of Edom, to the desert of Zin, in the extreme south. Their southern boundary started from the bay at the southern end of the Dead Sea, crossed south of Scorpion Pass, continued on to Zin, and went over to the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it ran past Hezron, up to Adar, and curved around to Karka. It then passed along to Asmon and joined the Wadi of Egypt, ending at the Mediterranean Sea. This is their southern boundary. The eastern boundary is the Dead Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. The northern boundary started from the Bay of the Sea at the mouth of the Jordan, went up to Beth Hagla, and continued north of Beth Araba to the Stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. The boundary then went up to Debir from the valley of Achor and turned north to Gilgal, which faces the pass of Adumim south of the gorge. It continued along to the waters of En Shemesh and came out at En Rogel. Then it ran up the valley of Ben Hinnom along the southern slope of the Jebusite city, that is, Jerusalem. From there it climbed to the top of the hill west of the Hinnom valley at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From the hilltop, the boundary headed toward the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, came out at the towns of Mount Ephron, and went down toward Baalah, that is, Kiriath-Jearim. Then it curved westward from Baalah to Mount Seir, ran along the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is, Kesalon, continued down to Beth Shemesh, and crossed to Timnah. It went to the northern slope of Ekron, turned toward Shikaron, passed along to Mount Baalah, and reached Jabneel. The boundary ended at the sea. The western boundary is the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries around the people of Judah by their clans. In accordance with the Lord's command to him, Joshua gave to Caleb son of Jephunneh a portion in Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron. Arba was the forefather of Anak. From Hebron, Caleb drove out the three Anakites, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. From there he marched against the people living in Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "I will give my daughter Aksah in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer." Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksah to him in marriage. One day when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What can I do for you?" She replied, "Do me a special favor. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Judah, according to its clans. The southernmost towns of the tribe of Judah in the Negev, toward the boundary of Edom, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagger, Kina, Dimana, Adada, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnen, Ziph, Telem, Baalath, Hazor Hadatah, Kiriath Hezron, that is, Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazar Gada, Heshman, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shual, Beersheba, Biziathiah, Baalah, Iyim, Ezem, Eltalad, Kesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaeath, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon, a total of 29 towns and their villages. In the western foothills, Eshtaal, Zora, Ashna, Zenoa, En-Ganim, Tapua, Enem, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soka, Azeka, Sha'araim, Adithaim, and Gedera, or Gederathaim, 14 towns and their villages, Zenon, Hadashah, Migdal Gad, Dilion, Mizpah, Joktil, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kaban, Lamas, Kitlish, Gederath, Beth Dagon, Naamah, and Makkadah, 16 towns and their villages, Libna, Ether, Eshan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Achzib, and Mereshah, 9 towns and their villages. Ekron, with its surrounding settlements and villages, west of Ekron, all that were in the vicinity of Ashdod, together with their villages. Ashdod, its surrounding settlements and villages. And Gaza, its settlements and villages, as far as the Wadi of Egypt and the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. In the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is, Debir, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns and their villages, Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Aphekah, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns and their villages, Mayan, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns and their villages, Halhul, Beth Zur, Gedor, Me'arath, Beth Anath, and Eltikon, 6 towns and their villages, Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns and their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Arabah, Midin, Sekakah, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En Gedi, 6 towns and their villages. Judah could not dislodge the Jebusites, who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah. Thank you for tuning in to the Audio Bible Podcast today. This has been Joshua chapter 15 from the Word of God.